My name is Dr. John Anna Bryant. Many call me Dr. Joe. I am a registered nurse. I am not a physician. I'm not a nurse practitioner. I'm not a physician assistant. I am a registered nurse. I currently work for Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services as a federal surveyor. So what does that mean? That means I go out to nursing homes and I inspect them and I make their life complete havoc. So that's what I do. The other thing that I do is I am the president for the Philadelphia chapter of Black Nurses Rock, Incorporated, which is a part of a larger organization, Black Nurses Rock. And we go out into the community such as this and we educate others. We also empower nurses in order to bring themselves up. You know, maybe you want to go back to school to be a nurse. If you're already a nurse, maybe you want to go up to further your education. And so part of my organization's responsibility is to encourage others and to be of support to them. So we've been talking about healthy eating, healthy weight, sodium, and we all like that salt. If anybody's like my father was, he used to salt food before he even tasted the food. Right? How many people from down south? I got folk from down south. What are we famous for doing? We haven't even tasted it. Can you pass me salt and pepper? Right? Nah, that's a bad habit. As Clement has been talking about, we want to be able to decrease our sodium. Because what does it do? It strains your heart. Okay? Excess weight strains your heart. So when you're straining your heart, what are some of the things that you think that you may experience?
Shortness of breath.
What else? Dizziness. Fatigue. You can get some dizziness. Weight gain, fluid. You see people with some water on their ankles, man, your legs are swollen. They may add too much salt. And salt, as Clement was talking about, is hidden in a lot of different things. So, by show of hands, what type of work? Do you work out in the field? Do you, give me kind of an idea, what kind of work do you guys do? Desk work. Do you bring your lunch?
Yeah.
How? I heard a giggle over here.
One time.
All right. So once a week you bring your lunch?
Yes.
Maybe. Is there a food truck? I work in the city.
No food truck. They might go find them.
Huh?
They might go find them.
They may go find a food truck? Okay. So when you're bringing in your lunch, let's say, you know, we're going to bring in our lunch. We're going to pretend. What kind of foods are you bringing for lunch? What you have for dinner the night before? Okay. What would that be?
Pork chops.
Fried pork chops, if that's all right. Some collard greens with
macaroni and
cheese. It's wait, are you awake for the rest of the day? Good grief. What else? You have some bread, cornbread too?
I'll do two pork chops, and one will be for dinner, and then the other one for lunch.
Okay. If you say so. Besides him, we already know he having dinner for lunch and dinner. What else are we having? What other kinds of foods are we having for lunch? Beef stroganoff. So you have noodles, which is pasta, which is wheat, which equals salt. Then you have the beef, and then you have to add all the ingredients in this because it has to taste right, right? So we
add the salt.
We keep adding until it don't taste right. It don't taste right. What else are we having?
A wild, wild movie.
Oh man, you just killing it. He said, "Oh, wow. It's true. I mean,
he's telling the truth.
He's telling the truth. We having a wild, wild hoagie. So,
I might go pick
processed food is the worst food. Processed food. If you eat, so let's take the hoagie for example, right? One slice of meat, I don't care what kind of meat it is, has enough sodium to last you a good 3 days.
Wow.
Jesus. So think about it. Salt. What does salt do?
Put water on your ankles.
Besides put water on your ankles. It's a preservative.
Oh. It preserves.
So you want to know why food lasts a long time? Because it has all those preservatives. It don't change colors because it has a lot of preservatives. That's not good for you. That's not good for you. So we need to be able to increase our good vegetables. So what are some of our good vegetables we need to have? You tell me.
Broccoli.
Broccoli's good. What else? Spinach.
And beets.
String beans, beets. What else?
Asparagus.
I'm pretty sure this half of the room ain't eating asparagus. Including me. Brussels sprouts. Okay. But one of the things that we have to consider when we are eating, when we're fixing our plate, we want more vegetables than we want protein. Meats. You want more? So my health coach told me that a protein is your side dish and your vegetables is your main dish. Does that make sense? What do you mean? What does that mean? So I told my health coach, I started a health coach. As you can tell, I am not a size 2. I've never been a size 2. The only 2 that I've ever been was 2, 12, 22, 32, and 42. The only 2s that I've ever been. I took some pictures. I think I'm cute. So I took some pictures, and they had the audacity to take a picture of me from the side. And I was like, good God, from Zion, I got to do something. This is crazy. This is the heaviest I've ever been. So I prayed about it. I thought about it. You know, what can I do to get some of this weight off? Because excess weight, it not only weighs heavy on your heart, it weighs heavy on your joints. Okay? The larger your girth, the higher your risk of having a heart attack. Okay? If you have a large neck, it causes sleep apnea. So you snore at night, chances are you may have some sleep apnea going on. And what's sleep apnea? Does anybody know? When you stop breathing during your sleep. And so what happens when you stop breathing? As some folk would say, you wake up dead. Right? And we're not interested in doing that anytime soon. So we need to make sure that we are doing better in terms of that. So we want to decrease our weight as much as possible. Is it easy? Not at all. It's not easy. But it takes time. It takes diligence. It takes 30 days to break a habit or build a habit. 30 days. How many people smoke? It's all right, ain't no shame. I ain't ask you what you smoke, I just smoking also, if you think about it, if you've ever tried to quit, let's say you tried to quit smoking, let's say you tried to quit drinking, you tried to, you know, it's Lent season right now, so you've given up something, supposedly, for 40 days. Which many of us feel after the seventh day. You know, some people try to give up chocolate, right? For Lent, I'm going to give up chocolate. And we all do so well. Why? Because we have that craving. Because our brain is wired. And so we have that craving. Salt is the same thing. One of the ways to help to decrease your salt intake is, one, cook at home. Now, I'm going to tell you from the get-go, I am not the cook at my house. I tell all of my friends that I'm allergic to the kitchen. I don't like to cook. I'd rather my husband cook and be done with it. But when you're trying to eat healthy, you have to be able to know what's in your food. And the only way you're going to know what's in your food is if what?
You make it yourself.
Now, if you go out Let's say you go out to eat. I travel for a living, and so I eat out way too much. But there are healthier choices. So let's say you go to Outback. What you like from Outback? I know what I like from Outback. Pork chop, man. The other white meat, he good for that. The other white meat. Chicken wings.
Steak.
Pasta. What else? The bread. Man, you're saying something. That bread. But bread has a lot of salt in it. Did you know that? It has a lot of salt in it. So, baked sweet potato. But you know what? I love the baked sweet potato. But we damage it.
With the sugar.
We put the brown sugar, some cinnamon. And depending on where you go, you may have just a sweet bit of honey in it. Man, make you want to smack your mama. But we ruin food because we add all this other stuff in it. It's no longer natural. We've taken away from it. Okay? So when we go out to eat, we go to Outback, we go to Red Lobster, we go to all these other kinds of restaurants. They have healthy choices. You know that page that you flip by? The one that says 500 calories or less? So it says 500 calories or less, right? So we're gonna pick that choice, right? But how do we ruin it?
Salt.
Well, besides the salt.
Add wings.
We add wings. What else? Somebody else said something.
Drinks, soda.
Drinks and soda. What else?
Butter.
Bread. Appetizers. Right? So we have this nice, healthy asparagus, mixed vegetables.
Wrapped in bacon.
No, we're not wrapping it in bacon. With some salmon and a salad. We don't get low fat, low salt dressing. We get honey mustard, blue cheese, French, whatever. But we ruin a healthy meal by getting all this other extra stuff to go with it. So we have to make a conscientious decision. One of the things that we can do to help make a better choice, a better decision, we have to plan our meals. I'm poor at prepping. I'm poor at planning. My health coach gets on me all the time. You have to do better. And I keep telling her that I'm allergic to the kitchen. Every time I have to go to the market, I send her a video of how disgusted I am because I'm in the market buying food that I really don't want, but I know that I need if I want to continue on this weight loss journey. So we have to prep. We have to be prepared. And so what preparatory things do we need to do? What are you going to eat for the week? Think about it. What are you going to eat for the week? Are you going to have fish? What kind of fish? How are you going to prepare the fish? Mm-hmm. What else are you going to have with the fish? Are you going to have a vegetable? Are you going to leave the butter alone and the bread alone? What kind of vegetables are we going to have? Okay? And then begin to start out. Okay, well, on Monday, I'm going to have this. On Tuesday, I'm going to have this. On Thursday, I'm going to have this. And so, as you all mentioned earlier, when you prepare your dinner from the night, make a little bit of extra so you can have some for lunch for the next day. That way you get two meals for one time cooking, okay? So we want to make sure that we look at that. And then you want to make sure that you're eating healthy snacks throughout the day. So what does that look like? That means don't take any change or cash with you in your wallet or your pocketbook so that when you're hungry, that you go to the vending machine and you stand there and you say, what am I going to eat now? Because you've not planned. Okay? So we want to make sure that we have healthy snacks. Apples, a banana, a hard-boiled egg even. Okay? Or some fruit, whatever type of fruit. But we want to make sure that you increase your fruits and your vegetables and decrease your portion size. That makes it difficult. My husband is a big guy. He's 6'3", 300 and some odd pound guy. He ain't starving just because I ain't in the kitchen, right? He's just not. But one of the things that he has done in order to decrease his weight, he decreases portion size. And the best way to do it, let's say you never change anything else about your eating habits. You get a smaller plate. Now, that doesn't mean that you overload the small plate like it was a big plate. That's not what that means. That means that whatever's on that little plate is what you eat. And you get up and you move away from the table. We don't go back for seconds. We move away from the table. Also, to increase your water intake. How many of us on blood pressure meds? Only 3 people on blood pressure medications? Okay. What about diabetes medication? Okay. Very good. So one of the things that you can help to decrease those numbers is to lose weight and to back up off your salt. Okay? Is it easy, like I said earlier? Nope. Not at all. It is and can be quite complicated. I guess I need to go to the PowerPoint, huh? Yes.
I have a question because here go the disconnect for me. I hear you when you say portion. So I'll do that. I'll decrease my portion for dinner. But then around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night,
have a fruit.
I'm so hungry.
have a fruit.
100 calorie snacks. I ate 3 of them. Because so, I'm hungry. At night.
Drink some water, eat some fruit.
Calories
fat. And eat 3 of them. Right.
He defeat the purpose.
Exactly.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's more easily said than done.
I agree. You listen, know? I'm a person, I can tell you. Like I said, I travel. And so it's hard for me when I'm away from home to eat like I'm supposed to. So what I've done in to help to decrease my snacking after 7, 8 o'clock at night, I have an apple. And a peanut butter. And some peanut butter. Mm-hmm. And it knocks your killing. And some water. It knocks that craving. Okay? Because that's what happens. We're so used to, oh, I feel like I'm hungry. I'm going downstairs. I'm going to go to the kitchen. I'm going to get whatever. I'm going to put it in the refrigerator. You stand in front of the refrigerator. You get nice and cool off. Because you try to figure out what can I eat that I don't have to fix. Right? So we want to make sure that we have snacks in the house that are healthy snacks. The 100 calorie snacks are great if you only eat one. Not 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 of them, okay? So, and part of that, look at your sodium. We talk about sodium and salt. Look at the contents of the 100. Why are they only 100 calories? Something is missing. So if one goes down, something else goes up. If you think about it, if one goes down, it's something that, if the calorie goes down, something else and it goes off, and it goes up, and it's usually the salt, because that's what gives it the flavor. And the other, one of the other reasons why we don't like to, you know, do the diet thing, because everything tastes different. It don't taste like it used to. It don't taste like mama used to cook. It don't taste like how I used to fix it. Macaroni and cheese, baked sweet potatoes, and some ham, and some yeast rolls is the devil incarnate for me. It's so good. And I eat so much of it, it's absolutely pure gluttony. I'm not hungry after the first time. I'm just eating it because it's there. And that's what we do. We tend to, because we like it, so we just eat it because it's there. Not that we're hungry, but we eat it because we're there. So we have to have some alternate to balance that out. We need to eat smaller portions, increase our fruits and our vegetables, increase our water intake. How much water are you supposed to have a day?
Two
32 is the minimum, and that's to keep you hydrated. To help carve your appetite, you need to at least drink. Now, I don't do it. I'm just telling you what they tell me. At least half your weight in water.
A day?
Yes, a day. In ounces, yes. That's a lot of water. I'm a big girl. So that means I'm spending more time in the bathroom than I am at my desk.
All night long.
Okay? So you need to increase your water. To help decrease your appetite at night is you're drinking your water. So before you have any meal, drink a bottle of water. Drink a glass of water, a full glass, at one shot. Don't sit and sip it. You know how we do, because by the time we finish eating, now you done moved on, now I want a soda. Right? Or a sweet tea.
That's me.
It don't help with digestion. Stop. That's just a figment of your imagination. But to help decrease that craving, increase your water intake. Okay? So if you're hungry, go downstairs, get some water, some ice water, drink the ice water, go to bed. Because the longer you stay up, what happens?
You're still going to want to eat.
So to help lessen that, we need to take more water in. So let's go to our slideshow. Clement was talking about reading the nutritional facts on your labels. Okay, we want to make sure. Again, remember I told you, if something goes down, if the calories go down, typically something goes up. So you want to do some comparing. All right. So when you're buying bread, for example, you have your Strowman's King bread. Then you have some dark colored bread. We don't know what it is, but they tell you it's supposed to be healthy for you. And then you maybe have pumpernickel or rye bread or whatever the case would be. Look at the contents that's in your nutritional facts. Based on that, choose the healthier of the three or whatever it is that you're comparing. Okay?
Let me ask you something.
Yes, ma'am.
When you're comparing, you want less sodium, but you want more protein?
Yes, you always want more protein because that's what helps. That part, protein and fiber is what helps fill you. Yes.
Going back to the last slide, cause they make this so hard to try to comprehend.
This is actually this is after they've done the.
Well, it's still kind of.
I agree. But I'm just telling you, this is an improvement based on what it used to look like.
So on that label right there,
yes.
Is there any one thing that's most important that we should be looking at?
So
outside the calories, out of all those categories, what should I really be looking at the most?
You need to look at your sodium and your protein.
Sodium
and your protein are the things that you want to look at. You want lower sodium, higher protein.
So you want lower sodium and higher protein?
Yeah.
Yep. How about sugar?
Sugar, it always depends on the type of foods that you eat. You know, what are you looking at in terms of foods? There's an app that I'm not advertising. I'm just letting you know that it's out there. There are apps. If you have an iPhone, there's an app on your iPhone that helps you with your intake. There's different apps on Google Play and iTunes that help you in terms of tracking your meals. Okay, you put in the type of food that you're eating, the amount of it that you're eating, and it'll let you know based on your height, your weight, and your age, you should consume X amount of calories per day. And so it really makes you aware of how hungry you're going to be if you stop at McDonald's in the breakfast.
That's true, because I have that. I'm supposed to take in 1652 calories a day. I'm hungry after that six. After I done got to there.
Well, but you started at breakfast, so that was your first mistake.
Breakfast, I ate two boiled eggs. Is that bad?
No, two boiled eggs is not necessarily bad, but you eat one, drink some water, have some vegetables and some fruit.
Some breakfast.
We're not doing that.
I eat a bowl of oatmeal and keep it moving.
What kind of oatmeal are you? How much sodium does it have? And what are you putting in your oatmeal? What kind of oatmeal are you having? Are you having an instant oatmeal? You just shake the pack, so you put brown sugar in it. Really? You shake it a pack, you turn it open, and you put it in the.
I tell my brother I do this maintenance, I don't pour that off.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that, but it's something that you need to, you know, when you're looking at, again, when you're looking at the foods that you're getting ready to purchase, you want to look at your caloric intake, the size of it, your sodium count, and your protein.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
Thank you.
But you know what? You be in the market all day long.
You are correct.
But that.
But that's why you had the plan.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to go to the market. What do I need for the market for the week? So you go at home before you leave to go to the market, while you're sitting in the car, before you get out of your vehicle to get into the market, write down what it is that you need. Go to the aisle in which those things are. Don't deviate from the plan. Don't go down the other aisles. Pick up what you need and keep it moving. Mm-hmm. What happens is we go to the market hungry. It's right before dinner. We just got off of work. We are annoyed and irritated by everything and everybody. And I'm still hungry. So we wind up walking because I have no clue what we're eating. Right? Oh, I haven't had graham crackers with honey and cinnamon in a long time.
They
got a sale going on. They got a sweet potato pie for sale.
At the door.
It's Easter time, so we got Easter candy. We got all sorts of stuff just to, you know, mess with our minds. Stick to the plan. If your plan is to get healthier, to lose weight, to have a better numbers for your blood pressure and all, then that is something that you need to do. Stick to your plan. So we need to have a new relationship with salt. Some people are more sensitive to salt than others. My mom is one. She can have the smallest piece of ham and she will have swelling within hours. It affects everybody differently. So how is ham fixed? With salt. Right? So we have to look at that. The effects of salt and sodium on your blood pressure is greater in African Americans than it is for other folk. That's just facts. If you ever look at your lab values from your physician, they'll have a different number if you're African American and no number if you're something else. Because things affect us differently than they do other cultures, other nationalities. Okay? It also affects, if you're over 50, it messes with your blood pressure, your diabetes, and your kidney disease. So your blood pressure, diabetes, kidney disease can all have effects on your heart and bring strain to your heart. And we're not trying to do that. We want to make sure that we are around for a good number of years. Reduce the sodium, shopping, cooking, eat it out. Eat better. We've been talking about that, right? Nice and colorful. See that plate right there? The fruits and the vegetables. Nice and pretty. Oftentimes we have one color. Some collard greens maybe, some cabbage that we're going to put in, maybe some string beans, and that's it. We want to make sure that our plate is colorful. Tomatoes, a salad, not just iceberg salad, maybe some spinach, some kale, put healthy things in it. Is corn a starch, a vegetable, or other?
Starch.
It's a starch. It's not a vegetable. I wish it was a vegetable, but it's not. Okay, it's a starch. Choose foods with high potassium to counter the effects of sodium. one of the things that is high in potassium, you have some of your citrus, like an orange or a grapefruit, but you also have your dark leafy vegetables, kale, collard, turnip greens, okay? Thick vegetables like sweet potatoes, greens, and tomatoes. I have this new kick on sweet potatoes that I've been doing, and it actually is quite filling. In the market near my house, they have sweet potatoes that are already cut up like fries. And at Trader Joe's is a seasoning called Everything Bagel. So I take the sweet potato, lay it across a cookie thing, sheet, put some olive oil on it, season it with the everything bagel, put it in the oven for about 35 to 40 minutes at 400 degrees. It comes out, it's not super crispy, but it's enough. You only need like 5 or 6 guys, maybe 10 slices of that with your fish and a green vegetable and some water and your fork. It actually has helped with decreasing my cravings for food in the evening. Okay.
Question.
Yes.
Olive oil versus vegetable oil.
Olive oil. Okay. Pick up some oranges, bananas, and cantaloupe. Be careful with bananas. Bananas have a lot of sugar in it. The more brown spots that are on the banana, the more sugary it is. All right? Grapes are very high in sugar, along with watermelon. Yeah, we all love watermelon. We all love grapes. We all love bananas.
Yes.
But we don't have to have it every day. We can have it just once a week, twice a week. I even give you 3 times a week, but alternate it. Don't have everything the same day. Don't have your watermelon, your grapes, and your banana every day. Switch it up. Okay? Add low-fat dairy products such as yogurt to your shopping list. There's a new kick that folk are becoming vegan. They saw the movie What the Health, about how they slaughtered and do the animals, all the other kind. That's good. Well, if you want to do that, more power to you. I like meat. I don't like vegetables, so I'm just going to leave that alone. but in terms of dairy, they do have alternate, like almond milk, coconut milk. I have not tasted it. I cannot give you an opinion on it. I'm just letting you know there are alternates into than having regular cow's milk. Okay. Point 3, eat better. Continue. We're going to eat better. Use less salt when cooking and seasoning. We talked about that. Don't salt food before you taste it. We talked about that. Herbs and spices, vinegars, fruits, juices of fresh lemons and limes in order to salt your food. Especially if you're looking at fixing a fish, use some of those alternate spices instead of using the typical salt and pepper in order to give it, you want to change it up. You want to give it some different flavor, some different taste buds. Limit your intake of red meat, your sweets, your sugar sweetened beverages, i.e. sodas, i.e. alcohol. Sweetened beverages, sugar sweetened beverages includes sodas and alcohol. And alcohol. I don't care what kind of alcohol you fixing to tell me. I don't care if it's a cooler, if it's a wine, if it's a mixed drink. I don't care.
It's the whole world. And it's
Friday. What's up with that
call?
Bad guy. I'm the only one.
Listen. I like a nice Moscato. I'm just saying. I've been good. I haven't had a soda in 8 weeks.
That's good.
And I know, right? And I was a person that would drink a soda 2-3 times a day.
But let me ask, even if you cut down, because like I cut down one Pepsi, one can of Pepsi for dinner, a day, that's it.
Okay.
Just one.
Regular Pepsi or
diet? It has to be a cherry Pepsi.
Andy's gonna be 50.
I used to drink 2 or 3 cans of soda a day, but now I just cut it down to just one can, and I am drinking more water.
And I'm gonna challenge you, and that's great that you decreased it. I'm gonna challenge you, instead of getting your regular can, get the small can.
The
Because what tends to happen, and this was, and I can say this for myself, you crave the carbonation. Seltzers and club soda is over here at the gallery here. I'm not a club soda or a seltzer person. That is an alternative that you can do. In order for me not to get back on my soda kick, I'll just increase my water intake and call it.
What about coffee?
Coffee is a diuretic, but it also has caffeine, which also can increase your heart rate. So if you have heart issues, if you have high blood pressure, if you have what they call atrial fibrillation, increasing your caffeine is not good. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm
a
big soda advocate myself. Like, I go through 2 cans of Coca-Cola like a day, and I've been trying to look at other alternatives. So, like, there's the Ashanti thing, and I think it goes back to what you said earlier. Like, if they're high in one thing, then they can go in another thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, this one, it says that it's zero for the sodium, so there's no salt in it. But also, it's zero in protein, but 16 grams in sugar.
Ooh, me.
Yeah.
Is that
a lot? Yeah, there is a better alternative.
Water.
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 Your Coke has 56 grams.
Water.
Your Coke has 56 grams. So you did do better on
that. She's right. You are better. You are improving. There's no doubt about that. But when you've gone out, you had a long day, whatever type of work that you do, and you're thirsty, you just can't seem to get enough, you're dehydrated. The only thing that's really going to fix that is water. A soda's not going to do it. A beer is not going to do it. A glass of wine ain't going to do it. A fruit drink, a cooler, juice.
Green tea?
Tea, any kind of tea is not going to do it. Y'all are funny. You need
tea was good for you.
I'm not saying that it's not good for you. I'm saying when you are thirsty and you can't quench your thirst, you need water. You are dehydrated. Your body needs water. Yes, the items that I named have water in it, but it's not water. It's totality. Okay, so we want to make sure that we increase our water. And I'm going to keep saying water, water, water. Focus on fruits and vegetables and whole grains. Choose low-fat dairy products, poultry, fish, and unsalted nuts. I know, right? That's like an abomination, isn't it? I know. It's like, why eat it, right?
Exactly.
So, we talked about how difficult it is to be able to do this, right? So we want to take away slowly some things, all right? Track your intake of your breads, your rolls, your cold cuts, and your cured meats. One piece of bread can have as much as 230 milligrams of sodium. One piece of bread. A serving of turkey cold cuts could contain as much as 1,050 milligrams of sodium. How much sodium are you supposed to have a day? Anybody remember?
1 teaspoon.
So, remember I told you earlier about the cold cuts when you was having your hoagie from Wawa?
Yeah.
How many?
Got a lot of protein.
Yeah. Okay. But it also has more sodium, so that cancels out your protein, right? So week two, keep it going. So we decreased the stuff in the first column, right? All that bad stuff, your breads, your rolls, your cold cuts, your cured meats. Keep the momentum going. Let's look at pizza.
Yes.
Yes. No.
Why?
Because what is pizza made out of?
Dough.
Well, didn't we just decrease our bread intake in week one?
It says choose a pizza.
Let's make it all made.
Choose a pizza with less cheese, no meat, and pile on the vegetables.
Pineapple pizza.
She said she'd rather just get a salad. And you know what? Once you start taking away all the other stuff, you're like, you know what? I guess I might as well just have a salad and be done with it. Why did I go through all this?
That lettuce gas you up.
Say it again. It does, or are you asking me a question?
It does.
Oh. Well, okay. Let me help you out. Being gassy ensures that your intestines are working properly, and so it helps things to flush right on through.
Oh, so
you're
good.
So you increase your fruit and your vegetable. She didn't say she had a salad.
I see her broccoli lettuce sandwich.
So you increase your fruits and your vegetables. You help clean out your system. It helps you move your bowels, and it helps you your urinary tract. Okay. Week 3. Your soups and your sandwiches, you read your labels, make sandwiches with lower sodium meats and cheeses, okay? Cheese is wonderful, cheese is bad. It tastes good, but it ain't good for you, okay? So you want to decrease that as much as possible. Remember, we want to consume less than 1,500 milligrams of sodium per day. And that one slice of turkey cold cut has 1,050, so you only have 450 left for the rest of the day.
Question for you, when you were talking about the bread, is there certain types of bread?
Bread.
Like wheat,
bread.
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 It has salt in it!
Wheat was better, but what about the whole grain?
It still has salt in it?
What about Ezekiel bread?
Ezekiel is good, however, I'm going to be honest with you, it has way too many things in it for me. Ezekiel is a prophet in the Bible. It's probably where it's got its name from, but it has your oat, barley, it has a whole bunch of stuff. Usually, you get those type of breads, the specialty type of breads from a place like Trader Joe's or Whole Foods or something like that. You're not going to find that at ShopRite, Fresh Grocer, Giants, Acme, or any of those other places. They only have them at, you know, the high price.
Although, if you are in one of those stores you just mentioned, it's not an expensive store. Arnold's only has 10 to 13 milligrams of sodium in a slice of bread. So that one you will find in an Acme.
Yeah.
You will find that in a shop.
Awesome.
But you don't have to always go, whole paycheck is Whole Foods. You know?
Pretty much. And he's right. When we're changing our eating habits, we're changing the way that we taste food. You know, when you're used to eating, who grew up on white bread? That's all we ever ate. I grew up on white bread. Listen, peanut butter and jelly sandwich does not taste right or anything other than a white bread sandwich. Yes, it has to be spongy soft. It can't be stale. It has to be fresh. You just open up the loaf.
2% milk. Ice cube.
Listen. I haven't eaten yet today. Don't start now. But just like, you know, when you try to eat healthier and you try to go to those other breads, it takes time for your body to adjust to it, to your taste buds, to adjust to it, to say, you know what? This isn't that bad, but it's changing your mindset. Remember I told you earlier, it takes 30 minutes to do what? I mean, 30 days to do what? To break a habit or pick up. There you go. Be savvy about the sodium when you're eating at a restaurant. We talked about eating healthier. Move the salt shaker aside. Move it aside. ask for your dish. You can also ask for your meal to be prepared without salt. Now, they may, you know, be a little angry at you because you asked them for something extra. But that's your right. You're paying for that food, yes? So if you got a plate, my husband and I, we go out to eat, and inevitably at every meal, every single meal that we go to, at any restaurant that we go to, there's always an issue with our food. Always. Faithfully. I promise you. We both will order the same thing. My plate will look better than his. He's bigger than me. He can't understand why I got more ribs than he got. It just aggravates his soul. But he has no problem saying, can you go get
the manager,
the chef, the somebody, another, because her plate looks better than mine. It doesn't make any sense. How come she has 5 more pieces of ribs than I do? Whatever the case may be. So you have that right because you're paying for that food to say, you know what, can you make it without whatever? Okay? Use pepper instead. Add fresh lemon juice instead of salt to season your fish and your vegetables. And grilling is good as well. All right? If you have high blood pressure, ask your pharmacy or your physician about sodium content of your medicines, over-the-counter drugs. Everything has a label on it. So you need to be careful when you're looking at that. So you want to make sure that you're looking at all your labels. It's going to take you some time to get used to, but once you understand and remember and you can read it and you can clearly see the difference, like, oh, well, I can't have this, but I can have this. Okay, it makes going to the market and to your pharmacy a lot better. Read the labels before buying over-the-counter drugs. There are some cold medicines that if you have high blood pressure, you should not be taking them. It increases your blood pressure. Okay? It doesn't help in the long run. It can actually add more strain to your heart. Some companies make low-sodium over-the-counter products. I don't know any off the top of my head. You would actually have to ask your pharmacy personnel when you would get there. Learn the 7 salty myths. Even if you don't have high blood pressure, eating less sodium can help control the rise in blood pressure that occurs with age, reduce your risk of heart disease and other health problems. So we've been talking about that all along. So, who is ready to take the sodium pledge?
You didn't see that coming, did you?
He said like altar call. But since she mentioned the altar call, I am a licensed minister. We can. I just need some oil, and we can just have an anointing service right here. Say it again.
That's the same. You're gonna eat no salt.
Yes, that means that you're gonna reduce the amount of sodium that you intake every day. And we're going to try to stick to how many milligrams a day, per day, not a meal, per day. 1,500. So I don't know what's over there.
You got a door prize for that?
No, your heart will be your door prize. Your lower numbers for your blood pressure will be your door prize. Okay? Alrighty. So to take the pledge, you can go on your smartphone. And you go to heart.org/sodium. And you can take the pledge online. Okay? That's between you, your sodium, and your food. Empower to serve. I did this morning in preparation of coming here today. My life check, man, I'm in a world of trouble. It looks at your weight, your height, medications that you take, and some lab values like your blood sugar, your cholesterol, exercise habit, and there's something else. Anyways, I failed. They told me I needed some help, and I needed to do it immediately. Okay? Because it looks at your what they call your BMI, your body mass index. Okay, the higher the number, the worse off you are. Okay, so you want to decrease that number. That number goes down by your weight. Okay, So the heavier you are, the higher your BMI, the smaller you are in terms of your weight number, the better your BMI is. Okay?
So one thing we can do is I will set up an account for Denise, and she will invite you guys. And the only person that can actually access that account is Denise. And when you put in that information, it will give the everybody's aggregate. So we'll just combine everybody and say, out of, you know, all 30 of us, we rank at 6.5 out of 10. And then once a month, so once it gives you that aggregate, we'll also give you some guidelines. Okay, this month, let's exercise more, or let's walk more, or let's eat healthy. And then when you take it the next month, it will bump up the aggregate. And we can do that as a group, so that it's not necessarily singling out anyone, but it's as a group. So as a group, you get all together, or you can, and I think that's something that if you're okay with, I can send to you probably on Monday, and then you can send it to everyone. And when you take that initial assessment, we all feel the initial one, because we all think we are healthier than we are. So really, and then it asks you, how much water you drink, how much cuts of vegetables a day you eat, and sometimes you don't necessarily even understand that, because I'm like, I eat vegetables, like, okay. And so once you start,
your fried broccoli is not what they're talking about.
And so once they quantify those, so it will give you a high score, and that's basically telling you that, you know, so it's out of 10, 10 out of 10 is okay, you are in great health, which we all want to be, but then we also don't want to be high on it. So, you know, so as a group, we can just, you know, build towards that healthier.
One of the ways it talks about, it does ask you how much exercise that you're doing a day. I have a sedentary job most days, and so I sit at my desk, and the most activity I get during the day is I get up. I get up, I go to the bathroom, and I come back to the bathroom. But one of the ways that you can increase your exercise, if you, let's say you're in a building, and you're on the ground floor, you're up, you can walk down the stairs, you can go up the stairs. That helps. Don't try to find a parking space that is closest to the entrance. Don't try to find the park. You know how we do. We sit there, we wait. Are they coming out? And we cut somebody off trying to get to the front of the entrance. Park away from it and then walk. And not just a leisure walk, do a fast-paced walk. Okay? You want to increase your heart rate. That also helps to helps as well with in terms of losing weight. You want to do some cardiovascular activities for 15, 20 minutes a day. There are boatloads of videos on YouTube, on the web, that you can download. You can, you know, do it from your phone, your iPad, from your computer, whatever the case may be. That even if you have, let's say, you know, you have arthritis, or if you had a knee replacement, or you've had a hip replacement, or, you know, maybe you get a short of breath, a lot of these things, you can stop the video. That's when you stop exercising. You stop the video, and then you pick up wherever you can. But when it, let's say you're doing a video, right, and they're doing a piece of the exercise that you can't do because of some physicalness, or maybe you're too short of breath, march in place. Just keep moving. You want to keep moving. You don't want to stop. We have a habit. We're like, oh, I can't do that. I'm sitting down. I'm done with this. Let me see what else I'm going to do. But we're going to watch the video for the next 30 minutes, and we only did 2 minutes out of the video. Okay? So we want to make sure that, you know, we increase our exercise. And increase our exercise really isn't that complicated. Again, it's a mindset. Do I really want to lose this weight? Do I really want to improve my health numbers, my blood pressure, my cholesterol, decrease my sodium? Yes, I do want to do this. So what are the things that we have to do? We have to sacrifice our time. The 15 minutes that we take fussing at our husbands, our spouses, our children, our mamas, whoever it is that we're talking on the telephone with, on Facebook, whatever, Instagram, all those other kind of good things, we can take 15 minutes to walk around the block. Do that once a week. Start out once a week. Walk around the block. Okay, that wasn't so bad. I'm a little sore. Well, let me increase it to twice a week. Walk around the block twice a week. And keep increasing, keep increasing. And the more you do that, the better you'll feel, because you'll notice that you'll start to lose weight. It's not going to be a whole lot of weight initially, but eventually it'll get better. Any questions?
Can someone besides Doug ask a question?
You should have said that from like a while ago.
So if alcohol has so much sugar in it, why don't it taste sweet?
Oh, it depends on the alcohol that you drink it.
So what's the good alcohol? None.
There are benefits to red wine. There are studies out there. I don't have the numbers that says that a glass of red wine does help your heart. I don't have the numbers for that study. But everything needs to be done in moderation. If you like to, you know, you like to have a drink every once in a while, there's nothing wrong with that. The problem is when it becomes excessive. When you take that more than you take that in more than anything else, that's when it becomes a problem.
Okay.
Well, then you take more water in than anything
else. Water
is good for you. Oh, it's better. Okay. Yep. You want water. Water helps to flush out your system. It helps to take out some of that salt.
What about your brown fats?
Brown fats. What do you mean by that?
I could
six.
Hold on, guys. I can't hear.
I did an exercise about 30 second cold shower.
Uh-huh.
And I lost 28 pounds.
Okay. How often did you do that?
Every day.
For how long?
For a month.
What else did you do in combination?
I had chicken nuggets for breakfast, had hot dogs for lunch, and
after you stopped doing that, what happened? It's a temporary fix. So what he said was every day for 30 days he had an ice cold shower. He didn't change any of his food intake, and he lost weight. Okay. But here's the thing: once he stopped doing the shower and kept his eating habits, he gained his weight back.
Well, see, here's my point is, so I can eat crap if I do good, right there, right? I mean, seriously, if you're saying, no, I'm just saying, you know, I know, I'm not saying that, I'm just saying if you exercise every day to increase your heart rate and all that, you can add extra, like if I went that 4 beers a day,
that's what he want, ma'am. He want that beer.
If I want that turkey and lettuce sandwich,
he want that 4 beers.
There is a counterbalance. He has a point. But we're not trying to have 4 beers a day. It's 1 beer. I had to think about what he was saying when he was talking about the cold shower. Part of that has to do with your thyroid, your thalamus. It increases your metabolism. Okay? So it makes you burn fat. All right? Men are different than women. Okay? Yes, sir. I promise you. That your metabolism rate is far different than in females. And ladies, if you have not gone through the change, I promise you, you will gain weight.
I know you're right.
Yeah. I promise you will gain weight because our metabolism slows down drastically after you enter into menopause. Okay.
Now when I used to eat 12 meals a day. Small meals.
12
maybe,
though?
Maybe 15.
Oh, you went up though.
All day long.
I would have two apples, I would have a can of tuna fish, I would have turkey, and this is all without when I used to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I used to exercise 2 hours a day, every day.
Okay.
But I was 225 pounds.
Okay.
Now I'm 200 pounds and I'm way overweight. Back when I was exercising, I was 225 pounds and I looked great and I felt great.
Did you get muscles?
Muscles weigh more than fat.
What I'm saying is, so that way, the more exercise you do, that's what I'm saying about eating. You know,
well, the idea is to do more exercise, not to eat more bad food.
Right, but I'm saying, but if you do that,
It can, but eventually something's going to fall off. And typically what falls off is the exercise. And we just keep up the bad eating habits. Yes, ma'am.
Eating after 7 o'clock. Do we really serve eating after 7?
Eating after 7. She asked if eating after 7 makes a difference. So if you eat after 7 o'clock, then what are you doing?
Then.
Exactly. So that's a problem. You can eat after 7, but you're going to be. Because by the time you finish eating, it's 8 o'clock. By the time you finish cleaning up the kitchen and get everything, now it's 9 o'clock. And you got to work the next day. Okay? So be mindful. Again, that's what happens when you do your prep, when you're prepping your food for the week. If you prep it earlier, so when you come to eating at 6 or 7 o'clock, your food is already ready. You already pop it in the microwave, put it in the oven, and it's done. You don't have any prep time or any cleanup time, but then you can go afterwards and go for a 30-minute walk. Okay? Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you guys. We're going to take a break.